Good morning, everyone. First of all, I just would like to thank for the committee, organizing committee, for this opportunity to present this technical presentation. So I'm a field application scientist for a biotechnology company, and we are kind of local here in Maryland. And this study that we did is mainly a validation of a novel device, which is actually a cell imager, but it's a little bit more than just a microscope because it has several applications installed. And for this study, we use Bacillus ultrafarius cultures, or it's a bacteria. And let's just start. So at the beginning, I'll just go through a little bit on introduction on cell counting. Then we'll show you some aims of the study, and we'll go through a whole workflow, what we did, and show you some results, and I'll finish my presentation with conclusions. So when we are talking, so this is the imaging system that we use in this study. The name is InCellis, Smart Cell Imager. And this is a whole system, so there is no additional monitor or connectivity, so it's kind of all in one unit that was used for the study. So when we're talking about cell counting is commonly and routinely performed task by many researchers, those who work in biological and microbiological research globally, and whoever really working with in vitro cell cultures. Now, by counting cells, a number of research can be performed, such as investigation of behavior of infectious viruses, bacteria, and pathogens, also for monitoring cell expression and measuring cell viability, so, and all other kinds of cell-based assays. Although there are many different methods that researchers following, manual counting, and there are devices obviously for cell counting, there is still a need for a rapid and accurate, cheap way of counting cells. And this is important for experimental reproducibility. Now, I found this paper reported by Onjana et al. 2010, who actually claiming that about 70% of researchers uses a hemocytometer to count cells, and the method is based really on manual visual counting of cells using grader and microscope. However, this method, it's pretty cheap, but it's very easy to introduce mistakes. So it's biased, and usually results are inaccurate. And about 30% of research using an automated cell device to count cells. However, the devices can be costly. So we wanted to validate this unit, which is a cell counter also, as well as a microscope, and just to really concentrate it on three things. So we wanted to see how fast this unit can perform cell counting. Is it accurate, or how accurate this unit can perform cell counting, and how easy it is to count cells using the cell imager. Now, for the study, we use bacterial cell cultures, and this is the experimental design where we have a bacterial cell culture stock. The stock was resuspended and diluted and further diluted to required working concentration or final concentration. And in this case, we diluted to three different concentrations because we wanted to see how unit will perform with the three different concentrations. And then a 20 microliters of dilution was used or was loaded on the cell counting chamber, and then a total cell counting application, which is available on the unit, was used to count the cells. Now, I think it's also worth noticing that bacteria is really tiny cell. It's a small organism, so it's more kind of challenging than it comes to, let's say, visual counting. So it was another challenge just to see how instrument would perform, working with the tiny bacterial cells. So first of all, what we did just really perform several dilutions of the culture, just to see which dilution would work best. And here we go, we have here 2x dilution. And this is actual images captured with the unit in phase contrast. And this is a 4x dilution as well as 8x dilution, which we probably, I don't know if you can see, but there are just quite few, just few bacterial cells visible. So we end up kind of deciding to go forward with a 2x dilution because it looked the best. So the next step, what we did, we captured at least four, actually we captured more than four images using the imager. And these are the parameters that we used, phase contrast, 40x objective, and we use a long work distance objective with light settings. And here you can see the actual images that we use for cell counting. And it's pretty nice. Another kind of option available on the unit called Confluency application, which highlights the cells in this pink color. So here we can clearly see the number of, or actually not number, but the confluency percentage. And it shows that it's quite accurate, our dilution, because these images were taking a different field of use. So once we captured these images, next step was to use a total cell counting application. And here we can see different applications available on Imager and Cellis. And we use a total cell counting. So once you open the application, it requires you to validate what type of lab dish your cell culture is. So in our case, we use a 18x10 cell counting chamber. And these numbers were added over here, and then we validated. And the next step was to import the captured images. And these are exactly the same images that I showed previously, highlighted in pink color. So after the importing images, next step, it asks to draw a line around a single cell. So in this case, I draw a line over this cell with a finger because it's kind of nice, it's all touch screen device. And then just by pressing OK, application starts working. And a whole process, it takes about 10 seconds, no longer, which is quite fast. And we get a total number cell per image, as we can see here. And then what algorithm does, gives the mean value as well as standard deviation. In this case, it's pretty low, which is great. So the next step, what we did, or what you could do. So for example, we can see that we get about 983 bacterial cells in our 2x dilution. And taking into consideration this result, a cell concentration per milliliter can be calculated pretty easily. So in our case, we got close to 50,000 bacterial cells per mil, which is obviously quite great also results. So in conclusion, we kind of find out that unit is pretty powerful, so it works really well even with bacterial cells, and the whole process was pretty easy to run. It is robust and accurate, and I would like also to note that we did a similar study with a different, slightly larger cells just to start with because bacteria is much smaller, and that study also was compared, all results obtained from that study were compared with a reference method, which is visual counting, and there were no significant differences observed between the two methods, which suggests that the unit is pretty accurate and a nice tool to use for cell counting. And another important thing is that a whole cell counting process is stain-free, so there is no tryptinization is needed in order to count cells. I would like to thank my few colleagues, Martin and Laura, for their assistance in this study. And that's really it. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm not sure if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
obviously the title has been changed from the Symbiont to Bacteria.
Yes. So that was the last minute change. Unfortunately, our Verticillium world strains got infected. So, yeah. So the unit itself is around 23,000, but what we are trying to also educate people that it's not just cell counter. So it's fluorescence microscopy, bright field phase contrast microscopy, and then whoever works with cell cultures, they most likely will do some transfection experiments, and there are applications developed for those experiments too. So you may think, whoa, this is still quite costly, because I know a cell counter can cost about 3,000-5,000, I guess. But it's a little bit more than just counting.
I assume that you have tested for fungi too, right?
Yes. So, and that was the wilt, actually, the soil-borne fungi. And it works really nice as well. It's just unfortunately our strains went.
Going back to the verticillium, what part of the verticillium did you check to be accurate?
So, we plated them on agar plates, so it's not grown in the media. Uh-huh. It would be plates. Yeah. And those actually strains, because we are private researchers, for us kind of difficult to get some samples to test, and the wilt strain also were obtained from British Institute, so it was a bit shame because I wanted to present them here, and it was disappointing. Oh, it's a big difference. Confocal microscope is really high-end microscope. It's more automated system, the focusing and staging. This is a little bit cheaper unit. We are looking somewhere in the middle prior going to confocal. And confocal also is not as simple to use as this one. So here, any type of student would be able to perform everyday experiment. And price also is a huge difference.
Okay. So you're doing an estimation for one sample. How much time would you say it takes to load, mm-hmm. process, and then move on to the next
one? From when I just start loading, I think it would take me about a minute. And it probably even can be performed faster once you get into it. So it's pretty fast, yeah.
How many images do you need to take so that you have it statistically?
Yeah. So the system requires at least 4 images, and our bacterial study was also based on 4 images, and you can add up to 5. And actually, I just would like to show you one image. Here we go here. If you could see here, I have 5 images. And these 4 images has this green frame. So that shows that, yep, once it's in green, because, for example, if I import only 1 image, it will be in red. And then if I import 2 images, it will be in amber, orange type of color. And once you get in green, you know that it's going to be okay. Yeah. Thank you.